with SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs legislation allowing police to arrest illegal immigrants.
The new law allows any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest people who are suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, they could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. While immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, it's not the first time a state has tried to bolster their enforcement. In 2010, opponents denounced an Arizona law that became known as the Show Me Your Papers Bill. It was largely struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, prosecutors in San Francisco are charging 78 of the 200 protesters who blocked the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge last month while demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. 17 appeared in court Monday to face charges, including false imprisonment and unlawful public assembly. The demonstrators will be arraigned in batches throughout the week. Attacks by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea are disrupting maritime trade and prompting U.S. efforts to build a coalition to deal with the threat. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says maritime attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in the Red Sea must stop.
These attacks are reckless, dangerous, and they violate international law. And so we're taking action to build an international coalition to address this threat.
Under the new initiative dubbed Prosperity Guardian, the United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, and Spain will protect ships. Some will conduct joint patrols while others provide support in the southern Red Sea. This is SRN News. Battle lines are being drawn in the Church of England.
The House of Bishops has approved blessing ceremonies for same-sex civil unions, but not all of its members are on board. Paul Williams, the Bishop of Southwell and Nottingham, is asking all priests in his diocese to refrain from using the blessings. Bishop Williams says the prayers are, quote, a departure from the clear teaching of the Church of England. Several other bishops are expected to follow suit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses, and courts may soon have to decide whether school systems can fire them for doing so. Two Missouri high school English teachers were recently caught on one account. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teachers' students to view them on the website. Employers generally have wide latitude to terminate employees, but some feminist groups say firing people moonlighting in these industries has a disproportionate effect on women. This is SRN News. Momentum has slowed a bit on Wall Street. Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street as a seven-week winning streak cooled off. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Monday. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Crude oil prices climbed amid worries about shipping being attacked on the Red Sea. Oil and natural gas giant BP joined the growing list of companies halting shipments along the Red Sea, which is a major trade route. U.S. Steel soared after agreeing to be acquired by Japan's Nippon Steel. The Pittsburgh-based company jumped more than 26%. VF Corporation fell 7.8%. The parent company of Vans, The North Face, and Timberland disclosed a data breach. Seth Sutel, New York.
Hunter Biden said to be arraigned on tax charges in January, making his first appearance on the 9 tax-related charges in Los Angeles on January 11th. More details at srnnews.com.